made me a couple, got me a couple of Coleman lanterns. I still got it out there on my garage, and put me a tank that hold about 3 or 4 gallons of gas. Put me a valve out of a inner tube in there and started it. And put my pump on there and said, well, that whole thing full of gas wouldn't weigh over 25 pounds. It was light. And the reflectors on the lantern keeping hitting the eyes. Oh, I had a wonderful light. I could just see it was good. They come along and stop me from gigging.
Oh.
So, but I finally lost my boat, but I kept my gigs and my light out there just for souvenirs.
Well, what kind of boat did you use?
Well, the later years, we just call them skiffs. In the later years, people call them a John boat. They were a flat bottom boat.
Mm-hmm.
And these Arkansas Traveler aluminum boats are a whole lot like them. They were flat bottom and they were hard to turn over. And we'd have what we call a rake towards the front and the back. And there was more rake in front than there was at the back.
And you mean that comes to a point or?
Yeah, but the front end would never be in a, it wouldn't be a sharp point. It'd be about, well, it depends on the size of the boat, but one of them, most of them would be about this wide in the front.
About 3 feet?
Huh?
About 3 feet?
No, not over 20 inches to 2 foot in
I
front.
See.
The back would be about 6 inches wider, and we call it the slope or the rake. From the back, you'd say you'd have it about 4 foot, and from the front back, you'd have it about 6 foot. And the man sitting in the back to paddle, the front of your boat was sticking up kind of a little bit out of the water, and it was easy to paddle and wouldn't make no waves.
Mm-hmm.
And they call them now John boats, is what they finally got them called. And they use them, a lot of people use them for duck hunting on the lakes and around about and fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were a pretty safe little boat now. I'm telling you, if you knew how to handle them, they were very safe.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen any of these big old eels in creeks around here?
Well, we used to have a lot of eel. And the largest one I ever saw weighed 4 pounds. Oh, he was a monster. But they're a salt water. They breed in salt water in the ocean. And they're like a salmon. They always go back to the ocean to breed. And they always come back to their feeding grounds.
Yeah.
Oh, and I used to, one place my dad had down here, I go down there and there's a little creek run in there, and there was the most eels. I caught 18 down there one day with
18
poles.
Right?
Lord, they could pull, and of course they get that slime on everything,
yeah.
You know. And if you didn't get them out, they would just tie your line in all kind of knots and everything, you know. Oh, we used to have lots of eel here. And there's an old Belgian fella come in here from,
boy, across the country.
He say over there in the old country, says, my goodness, he say, the eels over there are delicatessen, he says, none but the rich folks can eat them. And I got to where I didn't care much, I'd take fish and I'd take Pete all the eels I had. Oh, he liked them better than everything. And
have you ever tasted one?
Oh, I've eaten lots of them, eat lots of them.
What do they taste like?
Just like a catfish.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people wouldn't eat them because it looked like a snake.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd want to eat them while they were warm, not when it gets cold. Because if you cook it today for dinner or for breakfast and wait till dinner to eat it, wait from dinner to supper time to eat it, if it gets cold, it'll taste raw.
Mm-hmm.
But if you eat them hot, they was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I've caught hundreds of eels and I've gigged them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any of these old blackfish around here? Anything like that?
No, not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we have, you take the bass and the perch.